Okay, today we're at the Santa Barbara Museum of Art, and we are going to have the pleasure of meeting Larry Feinberg. He's the new director of the museum here, and I want to be the first to welcome him here to Santa Barbara, and I'm sure he's got a lot of great ideas, and we're going to hear about some of those. Larry, what's going on?
Well, thanks very much for your warm welcome. It's one in a series of very nice warm welcomes I've received since coming to Santa Barbara.
So what attracted you to Santa Barbara and this museum in particular?
Well, what attracted me to Santa Barbara was the natural beauty and the high quality of life. And what attracted me to this museum is the fact that it's really a jewel. And I'm not sure that most of the tourists and even many of the residents realize just how strong a collection this museum has. The collection is remarkably wide-ranging. It covers about 5,000 years of human history. We have some stunning pieces of ancient art, ancient Greek and Roman art, and it goes all the way to the absolute present in some very cutting-edge contemporary pieces. And in between, we have masterworks of Asian art, of Italian Renaissance art, and of 19th century French and American painting.
Well, you've been talking about the permanent collection. Recently, I saw a great exhibition of photography here at the museum, and I know that you have changing exhibitions and different things at different times. Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, some of the changing exhibitions are actually works from the permanent collection, works on paper, works of drawings and prints and photographs. Those have to be changed with some regularity because they can't be exposed to light much. But also we do bring in exhibitions that other museums have organized, and we organize exhibitions, temporary exhibitions ourselves in various media, sometimes paintings, sometimes drawings, sometimes photography. And these change in order to present a whole range to the public of subjects, including subjects that aren't otherwise represented in the collection, say for instance, Italian Renaissance or Italian Baroque paintings, of which we have very few.
So what are some of your ideas for future exhibitions at the museum?
Well, we'll continue to do a whole range of exhibitions, including works by important Latino artists, works by contemporary photographers, Asian works, but also I think we're going to add to the mix some other kinds of exhibitions of more major figures. I envision that we'll have shows of Vincent van Gogh works, Toulouse-Lautrec. I have in mind a Leonardo da Vinci show, not a huge show, but a smaller show sometime in the coming years.
Wow, that sounds like a major production, kind of the thing you would see as a blockbuster exhibition in New York or Los Angeles.
Well, they will be blockbusters, but not in the usual sense. They won't be the huge shows of 200 works that you might see at the Metropolitan Museum or at the Los Angeles County Museum of Art, but they will be very important shows because they will focus on works by the most important artists. But what we'll try to do is, rather than show you the entirety of a career, we'll try to focus on one very important aspect of the artist's work, or to show some recent discovery by scholars.
Larry, I understand that you're also hoping to use these exhibitions as ways to partner with other organizations here in town?
Exactly. For instance, if we were to do an exhibition of Van Gogh's works or the works of Toulouse-Lautrec, then we would hope that some of the other organizations would perhaps present events or concerts that would tie into the later 19th century French theme. For instance, the symphony could play Satie or Debussy. The botanical gardens could perhaps have some sort of display of later 19th century French garden design or bouquet or flower arranging. The Natural History Museum could perhaps do an exhibition about Darwinism. So there could be many ways for us to all work together and partner, perhaps to create a community-wide festival of some sort.
Larry, that's great. That's terrific. That's just the kind of thing we need here in Santa Barbara. I can see that you have a great vision for various types of community outreach.
Yes, you probably know we have a wonderful education department and some really excellent educational programs. And we have moved into the public school system as much as we could and have partnered with some of the local schools to provide visual arts programs, visual arts education to school children. Now, this isn't because we really wish to turn the school children of Santa Barbara into young artists or, God forbid, young art historians, But what we believe is that studying the visual arts and actually being involved in this in studio arts, in the art making process, helps build creative thinking skills and problem solving skills, which will benefit children in whatever subject they study. But also what we hope to do is combine art programs with the public school curriculum and use the art programs to help reinforce the traditional subjects in the schools, such as geography or history, and also art can be combined with language and sometimes even mathematics. But perhaps best of all, the art programs in the schools, the visual art programs, help the children to become more aware of and more understanding of their culture and the other children's culture.
So it sounds like the museum wishes to reach a broad range of people or a diverse audience.
Absolutely, and we're blessed by our location since we're located right in the heart of town on State Street, and we can attract people from many communities and neighborhoods all around the town. We're accessible by public transportation, and we are able to reach tourists and anybody who happens to be in the downtown area.
People may have interest in being a member of the Santa Barbara Museum of Art. How would they go about doing that?
Well, we'd love to have them as members. We have several levels of membership, which come with various benefits. To become a member, you can either go onto our website, which is www.sbma.net, or you could simply call our membership office, which is at 805-884-6490. Also, when you go to the website, you'll be able to find out what our future exhibitions are going to be and other events and programs we have, such as our very successful Knights event, education event, which happens a few times a year. In fact, any questions you might have concerning schedules, pricing, or education programs for children as well as adults, all can be found on our website.
Larry, this is great. Thanks for being on the show, and it's exciting to hear about the vision that you are bringing to the Santa Barbara Museum of Art. We want to thank you again for being a part of Santa Barbara Life magazine.
Well, thank you, Harold, for your interest, and I look forward to seeing you and your listeners at the museum in the future.